The halacha brings down nohagim l'shtoach asavim b'shavuot v'bet ha'knesset v'abatim zecher l'simchat matan Torah. That there is a custom that the Rama brings down in Hilchot Shavuot, in Siman Taf Tzadi Dalet, in Seif Gimal, that the custom is to adorn the synagogue and the homes with flowers or greenery in honor of Shavuot. More than any other Hag, there is an inyan to bring flowers to the Bet Knesset. And the reason the Ben Ish Chai says in his Sefer Yedei Chayim, Shayu Asabim Saviv Har Sinai, because that's the way Har Sinai looked. It was a fertile mountain. Shne'emar Gam Hason V'Bakar Al Yir'u El Mul Harahu. God had to command the people that shouldn't let the animals graze by the mountain. That means the mountain was fertile, which is a chidush, because they're in the middle of the desert, and usually there's no vegetation or growth or grass. If anybody saw the desert, it's an oddity. But Har Sinai was very alive at the time of Matan Torah, so therefore we commemorate that image of Har Sinai being green with flowers. So therefore we adorn the Bet Knesset. The Ben Ish Chai then brings a deeper interpretation according to the Kavanot. He says that when one studies the Torah has an ability to make what's called mituka dinim, has the ability to sweeten any judgments. Hasbun Shalom, if there's a judgment on a person, but there's gezerot ra'ot, so when a person studies Torah, the Torah is a great sweetener, which we call that mituka givurot. So we know that the name of God that represents judgment is Elokim, and the name of God that represents sweetening judgments is Yudke Vavke. We also know, says the Ben Ish Chai, that the name Elokim, with the Miluyim, spelled with a Milui, can be spelled with a Milui of Yud. So you would spell it Aleph, it's Aleph Lamed Pe, Aleph, and then Lamed would be Lamed Mem Dalet, and then the He, you would spell it He Yud, and then you'd have Mem, Mem would be Mem Mem. And the numerical value of Elohim with the Milui of Yudin is 300, which is actually the letter Sin. That represents judgments. Now Yudke Vavke, that sweetens it, can be spelled in a way that equals 72, which is Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud. So now you have the Ab is Mematek, the Sin. Now if you put the Sin in the middle, and you put the Ayin on one side, and the Bet on the other side, it spells the word Esev. Esev is the grass. So we put the asabim in the Bet Knesset in order to hint to us that there is a mituka dinim when one comes and studies the Torah. His lashon is, O yuvan b'si'atad ishmael lirmoz mas sheshotchim asabim ki esev remez l'mituka giburot b'hasadim v'ainu ha'giburot hem sod shem Elohim b'milu yudin she'orim shin עושים, והתמתקו בחסדים שם סוד, שם הוויה במילוי יודין, שעולים אב, הרי אותיות עשר, שהוא אב, סין, אך השין היא באמצע, ואב שהם החסדים אוחזים בה מכאן ומכאן. The אב, he says, is on the extremities, the iron on one side, the bed on the other side, and it boxes in the דינים, וידוע כעידי עסק התורה, יהיה המיתוק כזה של הגיבורות בחסדים הרמוז באותיות עשר לכן שותחים עשבים ביום נתן תורה.